This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
See you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now then, we get this from Twitter. from Adrian Vermeule. And he's asking a question. And the question he's going to ask is, is the average American voter really thinking about all the ways to get back at voters who voted for Donald Trump? And on Twitter he goes, if any voters in Pennsylvania are reading this, do you really want to elect these people? And what he's doing is he is referencing a tweet from Robert Reich. I don't remember which position he occupied in the Clinton administration, but he was in the he was one of those secretaries of something or other. But he tweeted, when this nightmare is over, we need a truth and reconciliation commission. It would erase Trump's lies, comfort those who have been harmed by his hatefulness, and name every official politician, executive, and media mogul whose greed and cowardice enabled this catastrophe. They want a Nuremberg trial for us electing President Donald Trump. And this is what certain influential Democrats want. Full-blown show trials and purges, same as the communists pioneered. Seems that equality and redistribution don't really motivate them in the promises of socialism. Purges, show trials, gulags, and re-education camps are what get them going. And it makes sense. Socialism has failed everywhere it's ever been tried, every time, every place it's ever been practiced. People are poorer, unfreer, and less advanced than in places with capitalism. They've got a 100% record on failure for that. But where they don't have a record of failure is on a reign of terror, where neighbor spies on neighbor for a secret police, thought crimes are punished, mass imprisonment and re-education camps are a way of life. Show trials appear where groveling people stand before people's commissars and profess to love what they hate and hate what they love, and the yin and yang of violence to reinforce lies, and lies to cover up violence. There are also party purges to keep everyone in a state of fear. That's what the socialists are good at, and that's what Reich is calling for. And it's important to note, he's not your ordinary late crazy leftist. He's President Clinton's former Secretary of Labor and a fixture in Democrat Party politics. He is the establishment. He's the mainstream. And Joe Biden, who's being controlled by so many puppet masters of this ilk, will do as he's told by the likes of Reich. So much for his promise to be the president of all the people. This is what he means by all the people. This ought to be a campaign issue. They are plotting the worst for their GOP rivals in a bid to control all ideas, all thoughts, every straying question. And it's like when during the confirmation of Kavanaugh, Lindsey Graham said, "Boy, y'all want power, and I hope to God you never get it." Now, one thing they have failed to consider, and this is what they always do. They always fail to consider this. Have you ever seen that movie, what is it, Watchmen? When the kid who was one of the Bad News Bears, he plays a really pretty edgy sort of guy nowadays. I don't remember his name, but he is a very good actor. And he plays Warshak in The Watchmen. And he gets arrested and put in jail. And he tells them, I'm not in here with you. You're in here with me. All of the things that the Democrats want to do. And sure, I've heard all the, you know, I've heard all the prognosticators get out there and say, what's going to happen if they get it all? And it's almost like we don't have a say in whether they get it all or not. It's almost like the people of the states where there is a Republican trying to unseat a Democrat trying to unseat a Republican, or, you know, it's just a foregone conclusion that the incumbency has no benefits. Which isn't that what everybody is up hates, the incumbency, because of all the benefits it has. We got a guy here in my state, Jamie Harrison. He's raised $57 million, I think, this month. And he's going to lose. And I hope he spends all that money, because that will be money coming from all of these big, you know, the big money donors. What they're trying to do is replace a senior senator who sits on the House Judiciary Committee. He's the current chairman. And replace him with a rookie. A lobbyist, if you will. And now they're actually running ads against some third party player because he's too conservative for the Senate to. Like Lindsey Graham is not the problem as far as what's in their way. But we have a say. The other thing we have a say on is you know, one of the things that Joe Biden, of course, wants to do is he wants to ban all kinds of stuff. And we've seen what happens when they. First of all, what is the compliance rate on the SAFE Act in New York City as far as registration of assault weapons? It's probably in single digits. And that's sort of an issue. That's sort of an issue. Because in order for them to be able to ban guns, and then, I don't know, then... nowhere to go, they have to have a registry, which most of the United States does not have a registry. And here's where the problem comes from them, for them, rather. If we see them start to confiscate guns where they have registries, where they don't have registries, they may trigger something they are not prepared to see through. They think that all these things that they say are just going to happen and we're just going to submit. I've seen some of my friends who profess to be conservative, profess to be Republican. They're saying, be prepared because Trump's going to lose. What exactly am I preparing for? But the idea that this is just going to happen and we don't get a say in it, that just cracks me up. But if these guys want to if they want to go to that side, if they want to go to the dark side, the problem is they've never been in the dark side. They're going to meet a lot of people who have been in the dark side, who enjoyed it, who know how to thrive within it, who know how to unleash themselves. And that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a giant problem. And, you know, so, yeah, go ahead and make your plans for the show trials and the purges and everything else. You may find an answer you're not looking for. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. California and other blue states, which are now 200 plus days into the 15 days to slow the spread, are rapidly headed towards just obey our dictates and wait for the next five-year plan. Governor Newsom's recent guidelines on gatherings, such as Thanksgiving, may sound like a crazy joke, but it isn't. Like, gatherings that include more than three households are prohibited. That includes everyone present, including house hosts and guests. Remember, the smaller the number of people, the safer. The host should collect all names of all attendees and contact information in case contact tracing is needed. Gatherings that occur outdoors are significantly safer than indoor gatherings. All gatherings must be held outside. Attendees may go inside to use restrooms as long as the restrooms are frequently sanitized. I'm still astonished that people thought that after allowing governors to take away their constitutional rights, they wouldn't have to fight them to get them back. There will no doubt be future health or climate emergencies that begin with 15 days to slow the whatever. And maybe a fight isn't necessary yet. It is said that a picture is worth a thousand words, and if it's true, the right video can be worth thousands more. People can argue all day long about the merits of lockdowns. The point to areas like Sweden or South Dakota, which never locked down with similar outcomes, but they're still met with resistance from people who've been fed the steady diet of fear porn from certain experts and the fake stream. Any experts who disagree with the narratives are being censored by big tech. Sometimes people just need to be shown the truth. A woman who posts under the Twitter handle Lilith of Assyria was visiting Stockholm and posted some short video clips of what life currently looks like in Sweden. People can be seen walking around the streets, through shopping malls, and in restaurants and bars as if the China flu never happened. Another woman, Svitlana, posted a video showing what a subway ride in Stockholm currently looks like. It's like looking through a portal into some parallel universe where people are living totally normal lives outside a pandemic. Only it isn't. It's the same universe, and the people are facing the same flu-like virus as the rest of the world, but without having their freedom and livelihoods destroyed on purpose by their government. It's not enough to tell people about this paradox. They need to be shown. You want the lockdowns to end? Enough people need to ignore these dictates and make them end. And for that to happen, large numbers of people need to start asking why. These types of videos need to be played on loop in as many public places as possible. Imagine you're in a California restaurant wearing your mask on your way to your table, wondering if you should do the right thing and mask up between bites per Newsom. And you look up and you see TV endlessly playing these videos on loop with the caption, "Why can they do this in Sweden?" People's faces need to be rubbed in their lack of freedom so they will feel like the liberty-deprived second-class citizens that they currently are. Same can be done at gyms and hair salons and many other places of business. These videos should be playing on the jumbotrons or behind the cardboard spectators at sporting events. And I'm presuming that there may be some non-woke sports out there that might still exist. I don't know. All of Trump's press conferences should include a large monitor playing those clips. And every time a Newsom or Cuomo or a Fauci speaks out about COVID-19, people should listen carefully to their words while simultaneously watching these video clips over and over on their smartphones. The truth is, a lot of us are behaving like we're in chains, while in fact, we're unchained for now. The lockdowns will end when enough people decide it's time for them to end. But see, for some of us, this is sort of a dry run. If you will, a dry run. A lot of us gave up freedom due to fear. And that's all by design. That is all by design. It's a little bit like the self-checkout. The self-checkout at your local grocery store. You know, you go to a grocery store and it's a gigantic affair. It's, you know, 100,000 square feet. All kinds of, you look at the parking lot, full of cars. You go in, well, two cashiers are open. But all of the self-checkout lanes are open. So in order to save time, you decide to go check yourself out. The problem becomes, you know, you're not getting a break for this. You're not getting any sort of a discount for doing this. You're doing their work for them. And then, and what you're doing, you're saving them money. And we've been conditioned to think, this is a way for me to get out of here quicker. And for some people, that may be worth it to save that time. Not me. I never go through it. I never go through the self-checkout lane. Unless they were going to give me a discount, but they don't. They're not. And the same thing has happened here. We have become conditioned to react to certain stimulus by design. Now, while we're so much in a rush, if you put on the mask, you'll save lives. You'll save your own. We got to stop. We got to flatten the curve. We got to do this. We got to do that. It's going to kill you. You know, there's going to be millions of deaths, this, that, the other. We have no proof of this because we've never faced it before. That was the unsaid things. But anyway, what are you going to do when the next time they say something, it's you have 15 days to turn in your guns? What are you going to do then? Are you going to react to that? Are you just going to give in to what you've been conditioned to do? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus package continuing, the Senate will take up their own stimulus measures this week. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley tells Fox News that he feels the American people can't wait for a deal from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
So the Republicans in the United States Senate this week are going to move through what's really urgent and what we know that there's bipartisan agreement on, and see if we can get some debate in the United States Senate to move something along. We can't wait for Mnuchin and Pelosi to get together.
As air travel slowly recovers in the midst of the pandemic, the TSA says they've screened 1 million passengers in a day for the first time since March. The Transportation Security Administration says they screened 1.03 million passengers at the nation's airports on Sunday. It's the first time the passenger count has exceeded 1 million since March 16th. Despite the rise, that's still nearly 60% fewer passengers from the same time last year. This is USA Radio News. While former Vice President Joe Biden takes a break from the campaign trail to prepare for the final presidential debate on Thursday, President Trump's campaign says he already has a game plan in mind. Senior campaign advisor Jason Miller tells Fox News that the information on Hunter Biden's laptop will be brought front and center at the debate one way or another.
Well, if Kristen Welker, the moderator, doesn't bring it up, I think you're pretty safe to assume that the president will. Again, these are real simple questions that Joe Biden needs to answer to the American public. And keep in mind, this is also supposed to be a debate on foreign policy. I know the debate commission is now trying to move the goalposts yet again and work in a bunch of other issues, but we're going to talk about Biden's support for endless wars. We're going to talk about the pallets of cash. Remember that? They loaded up the billions of dollars, sent them to Iran. And then you better believe we're going to talk about all the foreign corruption, the foreign money that's been coming into the Biden family. And if Joe Biden can't answer these real simple questions, you know he's running from something.
The final presidential debate takes place Thursday night at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I don't know about you, but I am anticipating this election. You folks have been inundated with articles about a Trump sweep, and you get some reasons with confident assurances that poorly mask a nervous whistling past the graveyard, so they might say. There are those that say there are these shy Trump voters, which I don't know exactly what that is, to be honest with you. The polling firms over sample groups that a lean Democrat, such pollster / professional / local bakery that correctly predicted the last zillion elections is predicting a Trump win. So-and-so editorialist drives around and sees nothing but Trump yard signs in Red Town and Red County and Red State, all of which votes are routinely neutralized by a single mid-sized blue city. Maybe they're right. Maybe they're not. To be sure, Biden is a clown car, but he's still cognizant enough to not make the same mistakes as his predecessor. He's hitting the Midwest hard and heavy. He's doing what he can to win back the white working-class Democrats that voted for Trump the last time around, which that's going to be sort of a fool's game. But his campaign is shrewdly getting out the vote by warning that Biden's polling numbers might not be as rosy as they seem. Biden will not be popping champagne on the morning of Election Day, as Hillary did, until he is certain of victory. But he can rest easy knowing that his base will vote for him regardless. it's going to take a minute to see if these Burisma revelations are going to hurt him. And we're talking about with his base. His racist past isn't going to hurt him with his base. His glaring senility won't hurt him with his base. The credible rape accusations already buried under an avalanche of hashtag MeToo hypocrisy, they're not going to hurt him with his base. This is because a vote for Biden isn't a vote for of confidence that former Vice President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. of Delaware is capable of steering the ship competently for the next 4 years. Nobody on either side of the aisle believes that a President Biden would be calling the shots. A vote for Biden is a vote against the idea of America. A vote for Biden is a vote, you know, a victory would signify a point of no return entrenchment of the elitist ruling class who, and you can take this one to the bank, they will rig the chessboard so something so democratic as the Trump victory of 2016 will never again occur. As Dennis Miller quipped, our founding fathers started a war over tax on their breakfast beverage. Times have changed. If Biden wins, the open assault on our Constitution, our inalienable rights, our history, our culture, our police, and our children's education will continue full steam ahead. And from the half of America that claims to honor the Founding Fathers, there will barely be a whimper. We'll slump our shoulders and just take it the way we always do. In the event we ever win another election, a theoretical Republican majority could undo all the damage done by the previous Democrat administration, just like they did with Obamacare and DACA. And a theoretical Republican majority could open up investigations into crimes committed by the previous Democrat administration, just as they did with Fast and Furious and Spygate and the IRS scandal and the NSA scandal, the GSA scandal, Benghazi, $100 billion Iranian rob, and Solyndra. And you get the point. A Republican majority, sans Trump, is a return to the Boehner, Romney, McCain, Kabul of swamp creatures from whom the best we can hope for is an organized retreat. When Antifa terrorists declare they want to destroy this country, they mean it. Unlike our conservative keyboard warriors, they practice what they preach. I've written a few emails to people asking them what it's like here and what it's like there, and they're very localized. They're not actually happening where you think you'd see it. Now, I prefer that we win our victories at the ballot box rather than through unrestrained bloodshed. And I'm always amused by the frenetic reaction I get from a certain group of people, disgusted by what a craven sissy I am for not wanting to reenact Hotel Rwanda on Main Street USA. I get asked, well, you're ex-military. I mean, you trained to do that, right? See, Republicans, the ones I know, some of the ones I know, they are of the sensible variety who acknowledge there isn't going to be some Minuteman-like uprising of saber-drawn patriots galloping over the amber waves of grain in a second Civil War. But by the same token, are we to believe that what we see of people defending their own private property, like Mark and Patricia McCluskey did, does that mean they would not rise to the occasion? And they've been indicted with felony charges in Missouri. And the point of all this is that we've reached crunch time. We're completely opposed by the mainstream media, Hollywood, public education, big tech, corporate America, every level of the bureaucracy, most of the judiciary, the entire Democrat establishment, and half of the Republican establishment, and millions of educated, economic, and historical illiterates who can scream fascist but can't define it. They're openly promising to pack the courts, abolish the Electoral College, admit new states with the sole purpose of establishing a permanent majority. They silence their opponents via cancel culture, censorship, and mob violence. And our first recourse in all of this is voting. Unlike the leftists, we get to vote only once in elections. You know, if you know anybody that's on the fence, get them to go vote. Give them the bullet points. Better trade deals, tax breaks, Middle East peace, Iranian containment, constitutionalist justices, the wall, a renewal of civic pride and patriotism, the rule of law, school choice, the pre-COVID unemployment rate, downtown Starbucks with intact windows. If that fails, show them videos of Antifa and BLM burning down cities and battling police and assaulting civilians. I'm very confident that Trump's going to win. But the only way he does win is if we go vote. I'm not going to sit back and say he's got it until he's got it. And if we lose this November, it's not going to be Trump's fault. He's done more to advance conservatism than any Republican in living memory. It's not going to be his fault. It won't be the fault of the totalitarian left. It'll be our fault. It's going to be our fault. Go vote, please. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We get this coming from Q, LLC. Last Friday, October 9th, 2020, our attorneys received a letter from ATF former chief counsel Joel Rosner temporarily suspending the cease and desist letter associated with the Honey Badger pistol by Q. Letter states that the suspension will remain in effect for a period of 60 days unless withdrawn or extended by the ATF. Stated purpose of this suspension is to allow the Department of Justice an opportunity to further review the applicability of the National Firearms Act to the manufacture and transfer of the model Honey Badger pistol firearm. It also provides an opportunity to get to the bottom of who exactly at ATF has been behind the move before the suspension is withdrawn. Because Stephen Stambalia has filed a Freedom of Information Act request on behalf of David Kodria, asking for documents that could reveal who authorized the determination that the National Firearms Act had been violated and that QLLC and thousands of gun owners could be considered in criminal violation. Now, the window of opportunity could close before the 20 business day ATF has to respond to the FOIA have passed if Joe Biden wins the election on November the 3rd. That's because certain facts and the absence of certain information have led to the speculation that the move was made by entrenched ATF employees seeking to demoralize gun owners by having Trump's ATF enact another negative ruling against them. Now, David Kodria wrote an article on Ammoland called "Will President Trump Let ATF Continue to Rule by Unchecked Diktat with Honey Badger Reclassification?" That the order came out of the Boston Field Division was the first indicator that seemed curious. Did leadership sign off on the Honey Badger decision? Then you get the report from John Crump, which concluded rogue ATF leadership targets the Honey Badger and gun voters before the election, and noted, ATF Acting Director Regina Lombardo, who is not a President Trump pick to lead the ATF as a career bureaucrat. Amilan News sources inside the agency say she is not loyal to the president. Several independent sources have stated that Lombardo has a narrower definition of the Second Amendment than President Trump and the rest of America. Sources also tell Amilan News that Associate Deputy Director Marvin Richardson, another career bureaucrat, has an axe to grind against pistol braces and believes they violate the NFA, but doesn't think they have the political capital to make a move against the millions of accessories under a Trump presidency. Then, Dean Weingarten wrote an article where he said the Boston field office of the ATF issued a Honey Badger cease and desist letter. They claim the firearms and technology division determined the firearm as a short-barreled rifle. Not clear if Lombardo and or Richardson approved of the letter before it went out. In a well-run bureau, such a sensitive item would not be set up without approval from the top brass. So David Kodrya decided to, you know, he decided to explore this lack of clarity and consulted with Lynn Savage, firearms designer, expert witness, and president, Historic Arms LLC. And the questions were, as to the Honey Badger issue specifically, why is a field office making national policy for ATF, and why was this not a release from HQ or firearms enforcement programs? That's actually something that Mr. Savage was questioning about this. Has anyone asked for correspondence approval and clearance form, ATF form 9310-.3A? It will have every ATF official who signed off on this nonsense. Perhaps somebody should ask to see it. Also, there should be a ATF report of technical examination. And this form should be the basis of any determination. If there's not one to support the correspondence approval and clearance form, well, then somebody made this up out of whole cloth, and then those somebody signed off on it before it was sent off. And it's not hard to find out. It's getting anybody to give a rip about it. So David Kodrya looked at this, and he's going to find out. He gives a damn, you know. And he's going to find out how hard it's going to be to fund it, hence the latest action. So Stephen Stambolia sent a FOIA to ATF in a Thursday email. Please see attached FOIA. It's also being sent by fax. So now we'll see if they respond timely or claim a COVID delay or balk at sending altogether if a pending new regime allows it. It's in play. All of it is in play. This had nothing to do with the gun. When you look around, look around you right now. You're in the smoldering ruins of American society. And it should be clear to you that you don't owe the garbage establishment anything. Not loyalty, not respect, not obedience, nothing. It has failed you, and now it's dead to you, and you can tear it all down. You can rip out the rotten foundation. You can burn the poisonous debris, and you can build it on the foundation of the Constitution. Once upon a time, not too long ago, there was once a social contract out there that we all thought we were signed on to. And you know the outlines of the implicit deal. We agreed to give up certain prerogatives, and to provide prestige and prosperity to those people who became the establishment who would run our institutions for us. Like, we outsourced our right to avenge ourselves to the justice system and except for immediate self-defense to keep order to the police. We should respect and trust the objective, neutral truth-tellers called journalists, who would gather and disseminate the news and information we needed to be active citizens. And in a formal way, under our Constitution, we agreed to give government officials enumerated powers and to be bound by the rules implemented via due process and limited by the Bill of Rights. And from the get-go, this was all imperfect. It all is because it's a human endeavor. But on the whole, this really worked out quite well. Until now. Our institutions are old. Most date from just after World War II or even further back. How about the example of academia? For the most part, in terms of practice, the only major difference between the typical college class today and one a century ago is that the person lecturing the hungover sophomore knows which bathroom to use. What is different is that it doesn't work anymore. Those mush-mighty teens are not learning the info they need to be citizens because what they are being fed is rancid propaganda and because there are no standards anymore. And it costs more than the average American makes in a year to get young Caden or Ashley that collectivist pottery bachelor's degree. Because the institutions are old, the geniuses and innovators who founded these institutions are long dead. They're now run by people who didn't build them. They inherited them. And like the vast majority of heirs, they are screw-ups. If you want to figure that, if you need a good example, take a look at the Kennedys. JFK, Captain PT-109, became president and scored with Marilyn Monroe. This generation of Kennedys mostly scores dope. We're going up against the Democrats because they're the establishment now. They're the ones running all of this stuff. When they get out there and say systemic racism, they're talking about themselves. Talking about themselves. Coming up next hour, going to be joined by Dan Zimmerman as we find out what's going on. The latest happenings around the world, according to the truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.